Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. I'm very excited today to have Dr. Nayan Patel with us. Dr. Patel is a sought-after pharmacist, health expert, and thought leader in the industry. Since 1999, he has been collaborating with physicians to develop customized medication for their clients and design patient-specific drug and nutrition programs. He has been the pharmacist of choice for celebrities, CEOs, and physicians themselves. He recently published his first comprehensive book, The Glutathione Revolution: Fight Disease, Slow Aging, and Increase Energy. After 11 years of clinical research on the master antioxidant glutathione, Dr. Patel finally shares how powerful and essential glutathione is to the body's detox system. He talks about the various benefits it has with slowing down the aging process and explains how to increase your levels naturally. Dr. Patel is a firm believer in providing the body with the tools it needs to defend itself and to promote a healthy lifestyle that fits with the pace of the modern world. Welcome, Dr. Patel. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe you read so fast.
Yeah, people complain that I read too quickly. I always write back and say, slow it down. So tell us a little bit about the concept of beauty from the inside out. Why is that the way that it has to work?
For me as a pharmacist, when I see medications, I always look at what's the root cause. And when you see anything on your skin, I see a skin as a mirror image of what's happening inside your body.
Absolutely.
It's not what happens outside, what's going on inside, and it's reflecting out on the skin. So if you try to treat the skin superficially from outside, I think you're missing a big boat, what's happening inside the body. And that's what I truly believe, the beauty needs to be inside out. Physically as well as emotionally, right? Because emotionally you want to feel good before you look good. Mm-hmm. And even physically, you want to be clean inside for your body to, or for your skin to reflect that you're clean from outside.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're essentially playing whack-a-mole, right? Like kind of suppressing something and it just keeps popping up somewhere else, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, and specifically, let's talk about the gut and the skin. So tell us about that connection.
So, we all know about gut health we think the brain is the mastermind for the whole body, but the whole response, the whole immune response, the whole body functions on your gut. Mm-hmm. Everything stems from the gut, right? The highest number of bacteria is in your gut. If the gut lining is somehow distorted or there's a gap in the gut lining, we know how much havoc they can bring to a human body in terms of inflammation and sensitivities, allergies, food sensitivities, and all kinds of things. And they'll eventually reflect on the skin. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I want to make sure that if there's a way to heal the gut, seal the gut, and make the gut completely impervious of any foreign objects, mm-hmm. or nothing gets leaked out of that one, mm-hmm. there's a very good chance that not only we can reduce inflammation and your skin better, but your overall health can be better as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to propose, is how can we do that? I know beauty is vain and people will do anything for beauty. So if I can connect the beauty to gut health, I can address not just the beauty, but I can address all kinds of metabolic disorders as well.
All the rest of it. Absolutely. Particularly if you end up having lots of clients from Hollywood, certainly that's going to be a really big
stress. The stress is a big thing. And I know I have plenty of clients, my CEOs and my mm-hmm. celebrities, because they have access to everything. Right. But at the same time, what they don't have access to is more than 24 hours a day.
Yeah, sure.
So they are beating against time all the time. And what ends up happening is that they are compromising their own health. Even though they have all organic fruits and vegetables, they have access to every single thing in the world, but they don't have time to do that.
Absolutely makes sense. So kind of nailing it down a little bit. So if somebody comes to you and they have eczema or they have acne or they have some kind of dermatitis, where do you go first in terms of how to address that? What's your thought process there?
So my thought process, you're talking about immune system conditions, right? Yeah. So the first thing we have known this for, I don't know how many decades, but we have known that when the immune system is down, the number one product that your body needs is glutathione to build up the immune system. Mm-hmm. It's not the vitamin C, it's not the vitamin E, or none of those other antioxidants that we consume from those magic fruits and the magic fruits that we get from the environment. It's what's inside of our body, right? Inside our body, our body produces this protein, glutathione, that addresses not just the oxidative stress coming from the electrons like sunlight, but also the oxidative stress that is created of our own body's immune response. And so our immune system needs to be beefed up, so to speak, and we need glutathione to be optimized. Of course, we can eat all the fruits and vegetables that we need to increase our cysteine, glutamine, glycine type of molecule to increase the glutathione level. And of course, people have gone to naturopath doctors to get the IV pushes and some liposomal forms of glutathione, but none of them actually increased intracellular levels of glutathione other than what you can get from other amino acids. So my thing is, if I have conditions like eczema, psoriasis, anything that is really autoimmune, I don't try to treat superficially with steroids. Mm-hmm. I want to go back and see, can I beef up the immune system? And so my go-to medicine has always been the glutathione. Is can I optimize that first? And if I get that optimized and the symptoms are gone, they're gone for a very long time. They're not just gone for a couple of days. Okay. And so I have been working with a lot of physicians in this arena. And we had, of course, I'm going to give myself a shameless plug over here. Our research and our technology that we developed is actually increasing the intracellular levels of glutathione. And that's what, when we see that, hey, if the patient comes in, I understand that we're talking about skin conditions, but any autoimmune conditions, if you can increase the immunity of individual and give the control back to your body to take care of its own problems, I believe that we have a fighting chance of reducing the problem, not just the eczema and psoriasis superficially, but a lot more other conditions that are brewed up inside your body.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So can you give us a quick layman's definition of oxidative stress, antioxidants? What is that whole picture all about?
Oh, boy. Okay. So
that's a big question. I know.
Layman's term. So the example I always give is like when you go out in sun, right? And everybody has different degrees of how soon they will get burned. I get burned in about 35 to 40 minutes. And I have some friends, they get burned in 5 minutes. So yeah. Everybody's different. Right. And so once you get burned, what it is your body's ability to basically neutralize the free radicals that are produced from the sunlight. Mm-hmm. So, and once those glutathione reserves are gone, now any excess sunlight, you're just burning your skin, right? And eventually that skin burns off and then you get, oh my God, I got to do something about it, right? So to me, that is an oxidative stress, physical oxidative stress that is created because of exposure to sun. Mm-hmm. Similarly, you can get same kind of stress that is developed when you get exposed to chemicals and pollution. But keep in mind, our body has millions and millions of chemical reactions happening every single second. Mm-hmm. Those chemical reactions is going to have a byproduct. There's no perfect reaction in the world. Every chemical reaction is going to have a byproduct. That byproduct is what we call is toxic, or it's system waste. That waste is creating stress to your body. Mm-hmm. We call that as oxidative stress because it's the process of a chemical reaction that is increasing stress to our body. Mm-hmm. So, and it's unavoidable, right? Do we need the stress? Absolutely, we need the stress because the stress keeps his body functioning all the time. But the problem is when the stress gets overwhelming and your body cannot respond to the needs to neutralize this thing, that's when we have net increase in the stress that causes the metabolic disorders. Like, we don't get diabetes at the age of 20. Well, I should take it back. We are getting in a 20 right now, but
it's
not supposed to be happening at this early age because of diet and exercise, but everything. But anyways, the metabolic disorders happens at later age because of our reserves of body to neutralize all those negative effects is kind of diminishing as we age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure if I did explain this layman terms, oxidative stress, but I gave you both physical as well as chemical ways of how oxidative stress is created.
Sure, for sure. And so adding a little bit of a curveball in there. So how do you see the mitochondria playing into this specifically? Do you feel like your levels of glutathione need to be balanced adequately in one direction or another in order to handle possibly the stress, the oxidative stress that comes from the mitochondria too?
Yes. And again, mitochondria is a powerhouse, right? It needs rejuvenation all the time. And the biggest concern that we have today is, can we increase the number of mitochondria? Can we increase the viability of the mitochondria? Can we increase the efficiency of mitochondria? But again, it's a smallest part of a cell that is the most powerful part of a cell because it produces all this energy. And yes, it does needs cleanup. Our body does produce glutathione, enough of it until the age of 30 to basically neutralize all the effects that is created inside the mitochondria. But you're absolutely right. The biggest concern that I have right now is, can we help patients increase the number of mitochondria? Because if we can do that, we don't have to be fatigued. Fatigue is the number one complaint I hear at my pharmacy from all the practitioners. Mm-hmm. What's the number one symptoms? They can't sleep or they're fatigued. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then your focus on trying to increase the glutathione, then essentially what you're talking about, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're trying to support the body's ability to heal itself and not necessarily so much worrying about where did the individual insult come from. We're just going to strengthen the body's ability to throw it off. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, we know there are millions of reactions, but if you ask anybody to list all this number of reactions down in your body, they said, I don't think so. I know every single thing. We don't even know what happens if you apply a medication on your wrist. Where does it go into your body? How does it transport into your system? It goes into the lymphatic system, and then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And when you take a pill by the mouth, you know, we take so much medications, and yet we try to learn as much as possible about the human body, what's happening from inside, but we really do not know every single thing. And so if you do not know every single thing, then we got to trust our body that the body has, they know what to do, right? So instead of trying to fight the problems for our body, I'm trying to figure out, can we give what the body needs, and then it will take care of the rest. And so the need is glutathione is one of the needs. I know we need water. I know we need some food and for the fuel for the body.
Yeah.
But we're not the one processing all these foods. We tried that in terms of vitamins and herbal supplementations that, hey, I can give you something concentrated. But in reality, if you go back to any single thing, anything goes back to whole food, whole grains, everything whole, and let your body break it down into various amino acids and it can use it up on its own. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, and then also with respect to detoxification, can you delve a little bit into how glutathione plays into that?
Oh my goodness. That's the holy grail.
Yeah.
When you look at detoxification, everybody that I talked about detoxification, the one thing that comes into their mind is our body's sewer system, right? Intestines and gut, and how do we keep our intestines clean? I mean, that to me is a plumbing issue, has nothing to do with detoxification. So I always give an example of a house. So if a house is dirty, what you do is you clean up every single thing, you collect all the dirt in from the whole house, you mop your floors, everything, and then you squeeze everything out in the sink, and now the sink basically gets out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just keep the sink and the plumbing system clean, that doesn't mean your house is clean from inside.
Totally.
Right? So I need to make sure, what does it need to keep the house for a body clean from inside? So the two things that is the most important part is we have electrons, positively charged or negatively charged electrons in our body that is roaming around causing haywire. that needs to be neutralized. And the second part is we have unknown metabolites, which are unwanted metabolites in our body that needs to be sequestered and basically removed from the body. Mm-hmm. So both of these issues can be addressed by one drug, which is one molecule, which is glutathione. Glutathione has a thiol group that can expand itself out and take the negative charge electrons and neutralize the problem. At the same time, the glutathione has the ability to conjugate or attach to fat-soluble molecules like pesticides and fertilizers and solvents and basically get them neutralized or make them water-soluble so either you can pee them out or you can dump into the intestines and you can poop it out. So either way, glutathione can help as an ongoing detox all the time. Mm-hmm. And we don't think about detox until the age of 30 or 35, right? I got a bunch of kids, and I got three kids. And when I do detox on myself, I says, "Dad, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, when you get to my age, you realize that the body doesn't function as it's functioning for you today, right. But because the body needs to clean up from inside."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm amazed at how vital children are, because when they come in to see me, it's so much easier to get them better in many cases than it is for people who are older, because they've had way less time to accumulate all the junk from the metabolic waste that you're talking about. Absolutely. Gotcha. So, and can you also maybe connect the dot between, so we've talked about the gut health, the skin health, and then the glutathione. So how does glutathione play into gut health, which then translates into skin health? You kind of talked about that, but
Exactly. So let's just talk about gut health first of all. So, we need to heal the gut lining, right? Bacteria in your gut produce the highest amount of oxidative stress, right? It's producing stress. It has to be neutralized. Glutathione has three components inside: glutamine, glycine, and cysteine. Glutamine is actually very beneficial to help heal the gut lining. And so your body, what it does is when it gives the glutathione, in every glutathione form besides the topical version that it was created recently, the body breaks it down to three amino acids, and those three amino acids gets absorbed in your system, and then body tries to make glutathione out of it. One of those amino acids, glutamine, helps heal the gut lining. And once you have gut lining completely healed off, the benefit of it reflects your skin immediately. Right, you can even see the sun damaged spots kind of diminishing within a very short amount of time. But the second part is that the oxidative stress that is produced by the gut bacteria has to be neutralized. Mm-hmm. Right, those neutralization effects, it happens from, of course, vitamin C is one of the components that we eat from external sources, as well as glutathione that we have from internal sources. Either one will take care of the issue. So I'm a strong proponent of vitamin C because it gives a break to your own body's glutathione to say, "Hey, take a rest. I got this covered temporarily while you re-heal it and rebuild your levels again."
Regenerate, yeah. So you're talking about trying to fill in all of the constellation of antioxidants that regenerate each other so that takes some of the glutathione. Yes. Gotcha.
Yes. Fantastic. Nobody goes to war by themselves, right? And you need an army. And this body, to heal itself, needs an army, right? Mm-hmm. And yes, we have a general. We have glutathione as a general. But we cannot let the general die, right? Yeah. So that has to survive. And so everybody surrounding the general has to basically die off first or sacrifice to keep it alive, right? So to me, vitamin C is a sacrificing agent, vitamin E, carnosine, and I mean, you're talking about all those amino acids and antioxidants that are out in the world. To me, they are just helping protecting the general for us.
Yeah. So what would you say is the best, in your experience, the best type of either form of glutathione or form of the precursors that seems to be most effective to actually getting levels up?
Okay, so that's, again, I'm a little biased, which is understandable because there's a book, The Glutathione Revolution, and I'm a product. But let me just break it down. The by far until now, the best product that was available in the market was the cysteine, mm-hmm. because the body will take the cysteine, and combine the glutamine and the glycine to make it to glutathione for us. Mm-hmm. Cysteine is the least abundant molecule that's available to human bodies from a diet.
So, NAC, right? Like that's the active form.
Yeah, NAC is the active form, but cysteine you get from whey proteins and other meals as well. Right. So that was by far the only way to increase intracellular levels of glutathione. Mm-hmm. This is very, very critical because then you combine, then you start talking about glutathione capsules, liposomal technology that's out there, intravenous form of glutathione. And I have sold all these products for years, for 20 plus years. I was probably one of the largest manufacturers of IV glutathione for 20 years until we decided that there's a better product out there. We should not be making this product anymore. Right. So anything that you take orally, the body sees it as a protein and it will break it down. So the capsules, the liposome forms, whatever that you take, your body will break down the glutathione into various amino acids, and it will take those amino acids and build up the glutathione levels again. Right. It's like my daughter wants a dollhouse. So what I do is I buy a dollhouse. It comes in a truck, fully assembled in front of my porch. And I guess, I cannot take this into my house. So I'm going to take it apart, go in the backyard, reassemble the whole thing, and make it dollars again. Right. I said, that doesn't make sense, right? Wouldn't it be easier to just put the dollhouse just in the backyard directly, mm-hmm. right? Wouldn't that be easier? So that's the way I'm talking about is, why do you take glutathione when your body's gonna break it down anyways, and the amino acids that's created is gonna build the glutathione again? So that doesn't make sense. So then the second thing comes in is the IV therapies, right? Intravenous therapy is very, very popular. It's still popular today. And I had a call again yesterday from another physician that, hey, IV glutathione, what do I do? What's the protocol? But the thing is, glutathione molecule is so large that even when you give intravenously, it only stays in the plasma. It never enters the red blood cells. Mm-hmm. And so if it's in the plasma, that's the water part of the blood, mm-hmm. the half-life for how long it stays inside your body is about 14.1 minutes. That's it.
Wow.
So even though you give a big, huge dose of glutathione, you know in 14 minutes, your urine is probably going to be the most expensive urine that's out there. It's all glutathione in there, yeah. right? And so the quest has always been, and it was my personal quest as well, is to how do I increase the intracellular levels of glutathione? Mm-hmm. So when we first discovered the technology back, I don't know, 2007 or 8 or 9, somewhere in that era, 13, 14 years ago, mm-hmm. When we discovered this technology to not just to get the glutathione small enough, but then transfer through your skin into your bloodstream, we goes, wow, this was amazing. So as a pharmacist, I thought my job was done. And I said, I'll give it to the doctors and they'll take care of it from here. And later I find out, I said, no. You gotta make this thing all the way through, you know? It's your product. Now you gotta figure out everything that you can do with this product.
Yeah.
So now for the last 12 years, that's all I've been doing is trying to figure out, is this molecule actually getting to the red blood cells? And if it does, can I measure the levels in the bloodstream? The answer is yes. How long does it stay in the body? We are doing the testing for that as well. Mm-hmm. What does it do, right? And so all these years, I've been studying all this part, and that's when the book came out, The Glutathione Revolution, because we saw so much data coming to us from the physician. And so all these products that are out there as of today, I believe that NAC is probably the second best product out there, and the top product to increase the glutathione level would be the glutaryl that we have created.
Gotcha.
But again, that's just me biased, and I hope that I'll change people's view once the human trials that are undergoing right now gets published in the very near future.
Awesome. Awesome. So when somebody comes to you and they've got, you know, skin, gut, all these various things going on, is your first step to check and see where their glutathione levels are, like on regular blood work, or what do you do in order to assess the levels before you?
So we have assessed, well, not we, when I say we, it's my physician partners. We work with probably over 500 to 1,000 physicians at this point.
Yeah.
And my doctors that we work with, they have measured countless patients for the glutathione levels, and not even one patient has low normal or even close to low normal levels of glutathione. They literally have zero. The glutathione levels between 500 to 1,000 millimoles per liter is the normal range of glutathione.
Uh-huh.
People have these conditions. People have chronic infections, autoimmune conditions. Their levels are under 50.
Wow. Yeah.
And so you can waste $60, $100 on testing for glutathione levels, or just use the product, because it's for the same amount of money, you can use it for 30 days and you'll find out if there's a difference in your life immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Fascinating. So what have I not asked you that you want to make sure you leave with our audience?
This is one of those interviews where you see that the interviewer is very knowledgeable and they have covered all the corners. I feel that way that you have asked me every question that's out there about glutathione. Mm-hmm. And so I feel confident that I think I've answered all the things that your audience wants to know at this point, because it's very comprehensive. I interview all the time with other people, and if most of them are not physicians. Mm-hmm. And then they always have to ask me, so what's the difference between the three products that are out in the market today? But you already addressed those questions. So that's always a question that's never been asked.
Gotcha. Fantastic. So where can people go to find out more about you?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I have a website. It's aurowellness.com, AURO wellness.com. And I try to get the website comprehensive enough to make sure that I have a weekly blog articles coming out. If I read something, if I test something, I will let all the viewers know. That website also has my book, has my contact information. They can get hold of me through that, through that one website. And of course, I believe my marketing team, I have a very small marketing team, has also been on social media for that same reasons as well. So LinkedIn or Instagram or all those places to have it as well.
Awesome. Well, I will link to that in the show notes. And thank you so much for your time and your wisdom, Dr. Patel. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate being here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created wholehealthdoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth, so if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to wholehealthdoctor.com, that's wholehealthdr.com, type in your location or adjust the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.